Where you come from today?
From Manchester.
And maybe a little bit about what's been happening in Manchester Collective?
Manchester Indie Media Collective has just disbanded. There's going to be an attempt made to relaunch it in hopefully the spring, but it's been disbanded unofficially for a little while now. It's been a bit of disarray, so hopefully we can get some ideas and inspiration from here as to what we can do to relaunch it.
Okay, and maybe just give some general reflections on how you feel today's gone so far.
It's been an interesting day, definitely. I feel some of the larger debates going on, because I'm new to indie media, at least in terms of what goes on behind the scenes. I don't really know, I'm not too involved in many of the larger debates about the future of indie media and how it might change. I'm more just interested on a local level, and I've met lots of interesting people in that respect. Yeah, Nottingham Indie Media particularly seem to have lots of interesting ideas, so yeah, it's been useful.
What kind of challenges do you feel indie media in the UK and in Manchester are facing?
I don't know if I'm the best authority on this, but certainly in terms of Manchester, we're looking to try and get as many different campaign and community groups as possible using it. It's a great resource for activists involved in campaigns, but I think ultimately it's got to reach out to a wider audience than that. Without compromising the ethos of it, it's got to reach that kind of audience. So I think that's a major challenge. On the technical side, then, Web 2.0, everyone now can get a blog, everyone can use Facebook for discussion forums, or all kinds of stuff. So indie media is not in the stage it was when it started, I guess, where it was the only place where you could have this kind of open publishing. So there's got to be some kind of response to that, the technical side of which I'm completely lost on, but there's been some interesting stuff discussed today, and I'm sure tomorrow as well.
Oh, what do you feel about issues like the user community for indie media? I mean, do you feel like we should be expanding? Do you feel like the base at the moment is very much activists? Do you think that needs to change?
Yeah, definitely. It's a useful resource for activists to learn about different campaigns, to publish their news, but I think equally it's got the potential to be something which the whole community can use, somewhere where they can go, where they'll hear stuff that's more critical than what you'd get in the local corporate newspaper or the local council-funded newspaper. You know, it's got that real ability to hold power to account on a local level, and it'd be hard work building the kind of base to do that, but it's definitely possible. So the user community can be much broader than activists, while still remaining a useful tool for activists.
There's been a lot of talk today, and you've mentioned it as well, about Web 2.0 and, you know, the kind of proliferation of other potential alternative media sources. Do you still feel indie media is relevant given that background?
Yeah, I do. I think so. You can't get with Facebook or YouTube or any of these things the same kind of levels of autonomy and independence that you do with indie media. It's ultimately an independent, autonomous source if it's owned by a profit-making organisation who ultimately will censor and will cut out stuff which harms their commercial interests. So there's still a need on the web for this kind of independent source. Over the years, it's built up such a large user community from all different types of campaign groups. That's momentum that's got to be sustained.